The measure passed overwhelmingly on a vote of 91-2. Under the bill, the Department of Administration would oversee the fund. It's Wisconsin's first foray into venture capitalism. The fund would contain $25 million from the state and at least $50 million in private money. Republican Representative John Klinke called the plan a good start.
Last session, we were thinking about borrowing $400 million from the state of Wisconsin to give to a fund to fund. It would have been the most expensive way for us to fund this project. Instead, the governor was wise, put $25 million in cash. It's a low-cost option. It's a balanced way to begin.
The bill would invest money in five sectors, including agriculture, engineering, and advanced manufacturing. Democrats introduced an amendment to include bioscience companies. Democratic Representative Rob Call of Monona believes the biotech industry has the greatest potential for job creation.
You know, we all know somebody who's been afflicted by muscular dystrophy, you know, any of these diseases like autism or Parkinson's. We can help these folks by making this investment. So this is a good business decision, but it's also the humane and right thing to do.
Despite Call's argument, the motion failed. Some have speculated Republicans did not include bioscience because of stem cell research. The author of the bill, Republican Representative Mike Kuglich of New Berlin, says the five sectors that were chosen would produce quicker results.
With biotechnology, the runway from idea to job averages 7 to 10 years. These chambers do not have either the patience or the appetite to wait 7 to 10 years to see any type of results. Now, the five sectors that we picked, anywhere from timetable of 12 months to 40 months, where it goes from idea to job.
Both Republicans and Democrats expressed hope the initiative would be expanded further down the road. The measure now goes to the state Senate. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.